Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar. Okay, so we are actually skipping through a few of the Sefirot. So we started with Keter, which is the highest, the crown, the nothingness, which encapsulates or opens up the possibility of everything and anything. And going down a few, the next piece is the Sefira that's called Tiferet, which means harmony. And the idea of harmony, of Tiferet, is that in these 10 different qualities, the way that they're structured, is that there's three different lines. There is the right side, the left side, and the middle. And the two sides represent different extremes, different qualities that go to one side of the spectrum. And the middle represents the balance of those two sides, the harmony of bringing two different qualities together. And in this quality of Tiferet, of harmony, the idea is that the things in our lives and the things in this world that can often seem conflicting, that can often create tension in our lives, that can pull us in different directions, that we have different responsibilities, different areas of our lives that require us to engage one thing and then to engage something that seems very different, or we feel two different emotions, or we have two different thoughts that seem very different. Somehow, in some way, these different aspects of our lives can live in harmony and can actually come together in that center point. And that's the quality of Tiferet, of harmony, is the ability to bring different experiences somehow into harmony with each other. And the way that that's possible is because actually on a deeper level somewhere, it's really all one, because it's all contained within the reality of God, who is one. And so the possibility of harmony, the bringing together of opposites, the coexistence of opposites, but not just coexistence, the harmony of opposites, is because what that reveals is that actually the totality of it is rooted in a higher dimension in which it's all one. And music in particular is actually a really powerful way to experience that. Because in music, this is the part where I'm not the professional, but in music, different notes can be very different, but yet somehow they can come together by the contrast of them, particularly because of the contrast. They can together create something even more profound when they come together. And that's true not only in music, but actually in our lives. When we engage the different tensions and different pulls and the different sides of our lives, but we try and bring them together somehow to mutually enhance each other, that creates the harmony that everybody really deep down is longing and looking for.
Thank you, Rabbi. And I would like to give a few examples, actually, from the music, of examples of these pushes and pulls and harmonies trying to unite into one. So I'll give a few examples from the music, and hopefully that will help you know what to listen for, because this is complicated music. Not very easy. Anyway, so there is a big section of arpeggios. Arpeggios are chords like this that are broken down. It's not one chord, it's broken down. You hear each note like individually in like a cycle. For me, it's like waves gushing forward. So we have that element here, but right afterwards, it's juxtaposed with a very melodic section. So we have these intense chords, and then a sweeter, the texture is slower. Is thinner, the music is a bit slower. So that's one example of these contrasting tensions trying to come into one. Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.